overview of resources and opportunities, including the Energy Star Home Improvement Program, which focuses on single-family freestanding homes. So transitioning into our next speaker, we'll be connecting some of the appliance issues that Dale raised to another program we have at EPA. And Evelyn Swain from EPA Stratospheric Protection Division will be presenting on the Responsible Appliance Disposable Program.
Thank you very much. So today I've been asked to kind of give you a really brief overview of EPA's Responsible Appliance Disposal Program, or RAD program for short. So my time's pretty limited. I'm going to try to get through these slides in about 5 minutes. So I might skip through some of the slides here pretty quickly, but they will be available in full on the website if you want to go back and take a look. So the RAD program is one of EPA's partnership programs that helps to not only protect the ozone layer and reduce emissions of greenhouse gases, but also to improve residential energy efficiency. And through this program, partners encourage consumers to retire those old, inefficient beer fridges and provide for disposal of them using the best environmental practices that are available today. So just to be clear about the appliances that I'm talking about for the RAD program only deals with those home appliances that have refrigerant in them. So I'm talking about refrigerators, freezers, window air conditioners, and dehumidifiers. And refrigerators are typically one of the greatest energy-consuming appliances in the home. So removing or replacing one of those old units can have really large energy savings benefits. This is just a quick overview slide about what the problem is, how many units are out there, and you can see there are just millions and millions of units out there and lots of secondary units. I'm going to skip by this real quick and get to some of the meat of this. So, you know, why is it important to take these old units off of the grid? Well, one is it reduces the energy demand. Taking a secondary unit out of the basement can help a lot, or even replacing an old one that's your primary unit for a newer Energy Star unit is very helpful, and that in turn saves consumers money on their electric bill every year. And I know that local governments sometimes run these energy efficient programs that include appliance rebates, so they'll actually give consumers money to go out and buy a new, say, Energy Star refrigerator. And they actually ran a program like this in the city that I live with a few years ago. But the only problem with that program was is that the city didn't offer any way, they didn't require the old units to be given up. So this means that the energy efficiency or the energy demand could have actually gone up because you're not requiring residents to give up that old unit and recycle it. So you can easily put it in your garage or basement and increase your energy demand. So that's why getting these old units off of the grid and recycled is key to improving residential energy efficiency. So once the unit's off the grid, it's important to properly dispose of them. And that's because a lot of the components within the refrigerator or freezer can be harmful to the environment. The refrigerant and foam insulation within a refrigerator or freezer has, in the old units, it has a CFC in it. And that CFC is a high global warming gas. It actually has a global warming potential of about 10,890. So that means that the CFC that's in the refrigerant in your refrigerator has over 10,000 times the warming effect of carbon dioxide on the environment. So you can see that preventing the emissions of that CFC from old appliances can have huge, huge climate impacts. You also want to make sure that they're disposed of properly because there's harmful substances like PCBs, mercury, and oil in those old units. And also to recycle them saves landfill space and energy by recycling rather than landfilling those durable components like the metal and plastic and glass. So here's just a quick snapshot of all the components within a refrigerator that required proper disposal, and these are also all of the components that we address through the RAD program. So the objectives of of the RAD program are to work in partnership with utility companies and also local governments and municipalities, retailers, manufacturers, and universities to achieve all of these benefits of reducing the ozone depleting substances, reducing greenhouse gases, reducing the energy demand, and also to really recognize and support the best practices that are going on in the industry right now. So I think that the next speaker or the next right. from Austin Energy is going to talk a little bit more about this. But basically, when utility companies join the RAD program, oftentimes they encourage the retirement of old refrigerators and freezers by offering a small monetary incentive to give up that old sick and dirty unit. And then they'll typically hire a third party to come in and kind of collect the units, recycle, reclaim, or destroy all the components that need to get handled. And appliance recycling programs are a cost-effective way for utilities to reduce energy demand because taking those old inefficient units off of the grid is obviously less costly than generating more energy. So our utility partners often see a benefit-cost ratio for these appliance recycling programs of about 3-1. Southern California Edison is a great example because they have one of the longest-running appliance recycling programs in the country. They've operated theirs continuously since about 1994. And SCE still claims that it's one of their most cost-effective programs. And in 2008, they actually increased their support and funding for the program. I think they increased their bounty on those old units from about $30 to $50. So they're getting great results from that increase. So the RAD program for municipalities, the partnership looks a little bit different. Local governments can ensure that the appliances that they collect through their pickup programs or drop-off programs are disposed using the best environmental practices available. And then, like I said before, if the local government is offering one of those rebate programs on a purchase of a new unit, they should couple that with the disposal of the old. The next slide is just a quick overview of some of the benefits you achieve from proper recycling, and this includes both, you know, the energy savings that you get from retiring the old unit and the emissions reductions from the proper disposal and not emitting the CFCs from the refrigerant and foam. The greenhouse gas benefits are quite large. Here's just a quick overview of some of the RAD parts.